Well, I say I've used up most of my time getting up here. I've known Ed and Judy for a long time. They're dear friends. And I'm a big fan of Terrence and his work. And I know Terrence has received several huge awards recently, so I figured I better let you know that I was had a sandwich named after me. The Cosmep Conference MVP Award, that was actually for softball. Now, my son's here from Eugene, Oregon. He's over there. His company, the International Society for Technology and Education, just put on a big conference in Philadelphia, and they sold $80,000 worth of books. So I hope that you folks do at least as well for these fine poets tonight. I'm going to be reading new work. I should be like those piano players who have somebody turn the pages for them. Now, this poem, this first poem I'm going to read, could be called Deep Ecology, but I call it Water. I thought I had two bottles of water, but there was only one. I guess Lynn, or her assistant, Dina, took the other. Dina is Darlene's daughter. Darlene, who passed me on the street the day before without saying hello or acknowledging me in any way. In Suzanne's house. Everywhere one looks, there is a treat. A painting of red poppies in a vase, a pewter tea service. Metamorphosis. I'm turning into a red wheelbarrow, glazed with rainwater, beside some white chickens. Now here's one that's a little bit longer. It was in the Brentwood Anthology, and I think it may have been in 5 a.m. before. It's called The Hotel Earl. And it's on two pages, so I better be ready to turn the page here. When you get old, your fingers don't work quite as well as they used to. The Hotel Earl. Correspondences. Tom Russell, in a concert at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, mentions the Hotel Earl in Greenwich Village, a cheap place for musicians to stay back in the day. Then, in Lisa Jarno's biography of Robert Duncan, she mentions Duncan stayed at the Hotel Earl in April 1962 on one of his visits to New York City. Correspondences. What do you do if you're two white girls and a black guy, Judy Jones, Sue Rare, and Lenny King? It's 1962, and you've just met in New York City, and you're in bed together at the Hotel Earl. What do you do? Well, you phone Michael back in Carlisle, 2 a.m. to share the joy. Correspondences. The Hotel Earl became a welfare hotel and burned down. Bob Nelson's father lived there. He was murdered in 1971 in Central Park. I remember a nearby mission. They had great soup and donuts. You had to listen to the sermon first. Then I heard somebody there in the back whisper, "Who is this Bob Nelson?" So this next poem is entitled Bob Nelson. Bob Nelson was a guitar player, rock and roll. He played in a band called Treadmill. His real name was Robert St. Charles. He drank at Sam and Bernie's on Forbes Avenue. Bob bought a new suit. Over time, it became crumpled and wrinkled. Then he moved to Seattle and went to work for a loan company. This one's titled Thomas Tronstromer. Everybody know who he is, okay. There was a lull in the conversation. Richard said, "You're from Sweden. Which is the better car, Volvo or Saab?" Tronstromer replied, They're both good, but I'm only a clinical psychologist. I drive a Peugeot. This one's called The Gift. Sarah gave me a beautiful gift, a bowl, maybe a type of basket. Dark wood, the upper part seemed braided or had a braid design. The lid was topped by a frog from Indonesia. In my thank you note, I told her I would be very sensitive as to what I placed in the gift. On the outside back of the envelope, I printed, in quotation marks, a pigeon feather, a marble. I wrote a couple letter poems. This is one. You may remember this incident. It's called The Monkey God. Dear editor, in his letter to the editor, Feb 16, Robert Park misreads Walt Peterson's poem, Learning to Speak Chinese, by confusing the speaker of the poem with the author of the poem. The poem is not about the waitress. It is about this persona who fantasizes her. He is a comic character because of his inappropriate attitudes and behavior. An apt comparison would be to Archie Bunker of the classic television series All in the Family. Archie's frequently expressed racist and homophobic views are not to be attributed to his creators. He is a comic figure, a clueless man in a changing world. I would refer Mr. Park back to the Shakespeare comedies or their Chinese equivalent for further elucidation. There's that epic about a monkey god. Yours truly. Thank you. Here's one that may make less sense. Arthur and Kit Knight were great friends of mine. Arthur's now deceased, and they lived down in California, PA. Arthur taught at the university, and then they moved back out west after he retired. This poem is also a letter poem. Whalen, dear Kit. I've been reading Philip Whalen's Chanson d'Autre Tobé, his poem written in 27/3/1979, which ends with the lines, "Oh, if we would only lay down and stay there in California, Pennsylvania, where we keep leaking our nasty radioactive waste like old plutonium factory wrecking your white expensive world. Oh, if I had only known you and Arthur then. We met summer 1980. I would have met Whalen and what other poets? Love, Michael, 24/2/2013. Kit said Whalen was never in California, PA, but he wrote his poem anyway. This is going to be the, if I live so long and get the darn thing together, this will be the concluding poem of my next book. It's called Even Then. Who will mend the wings of the angels? I'm going to start over. Who will mend the wings of the angels after that last great battle? For history will not end even then, but continue unwinding into the dark. Here's a poem about Shelley and also my mother. I'll read it for Paul. She deceased fairly recently, and this is something that happened sort of later in her life. Shelley was my first wife, Paul's mother. Shelley, 2 hip replacements this year. She's still leading the nomad life, the hippie life. She's become what my mother would have called a tough old bird. This one's called Earthquake. You created a utopia, then took a powder, following a sequence of intentions. A pistol on the night table, she could always find the pieces, right or wrong, triumph or defeat. Dislocation of fingers, you listen to your own shouting from under the chair. Stirring or shaking does not dissolve anything. No running away, you cannot disappear now. Sing about her, sing about your lover, sing to her. Thank you. Paul's been out of Eugene for about 2 weeks, and the old stadium burned down. They had an earthquake and temperatures in the 90s. What a world. This one's called Eggs, Good Whiskey. I thought there was a message on my machine, but when I played it, it was a conversation among 3 people. about eggs. Eggs and bacon or ham, grits and red-eyed gravy, good whiskey. He ate eggs every morning, loved good whiskey, Scotch whiskey. They made her eat eggs every morning. She hated it. She hated eggs. When she went away to school, she didn't eat eggs again until she was 30. Here's one called Spies. Victor chose Washington, D.C., a modish apartment near DuPont Circle, a little red sports car, be discreet. The last from Heine, a black and white photograph, his back to the camera on a desolate Korean beach, looking out to sea. Victor was in Army intelligence, of course, Heine was too, and I never have gotten it into a poem yet, but Victor allowed Bobby Timmons, drummer, to stay with him for a couple weeks, and the guy was peddling marijuana, and they got busted, and Victor was ushered out of Army intelligence because that was not being discreet. Paul, this is the what about that wild gang you met some of on Saturday night, and I think I mentioned this episode to you. The poem is called Atkinsua. What convinces us of the purity of our intent? Adrenaline, passion, alcohol? Bob came into our tent in the middle of the night, waving the whiskey bottle he had gotten away from Patty. He was proud. He had a black eye. The next day, we peeled off from the caravan, relaxed with drinks at Wolf Run Marina. You had a whiskey sour, and I had a black Russian. The leaves were already beginning to turn to gold. I'm going to read just a couple more. This one is called After Hours. July, the festival lights illuminate the dark streets. Security guards protect the crafters' booths. Emptiness. Still a man sits alone in the parklet, always that same song. Here's a poem about Stevens. I love Stevens. There is a man on the planet. He's looking for Stevens. He wants to explain how sharp the scythe must be to have the snowflake, how incongruous the dancing houris part to admit the hooded stranger. The man is looking for absolution, reassurance, a good cigar. Thank you. This will be a good one to close with. It's called Refrigerating Charles Simic. Also pronounced Simic. If you're Serbian, you pronounce it Simic. Refrigerating Charles Simic keeps him fresh, crisp, and I always enjoy his smile, how he basks in the light when the door is opened. Thank you very much.